Welcome back, y'all, to another episode of Hip Hop Babies.
Yes, Sirski.
Babies. You know I'm back with my boy Ray, and you know we got special guest AC in the building.
What's happening? This is some crazy stuff, and I had to come on the pod. So I appreciate y'all having me.
I see you got your Al Green shirt on today, my man. We already know what side you on. This subliminal messages, man.
You take it out of the wrong way, but after the intro, we get it.
Bruh, we gotta talk about this Kendrick. Just so y'all know, this is post The Heart Part 6. As a little timestamp for you in this, because I know that this thing is moving so fast, and I can't even keep up, bro. I've not been able to process most of these tracks. I mean, I feel like I have, but then, you know, they keep playing in my head, and I'm like, damn, bro, like, he really said this, he really said that. So, man, let's get into it. Let's go from ground up, because we ain't even touched base with AC on any of this yet.
We did a video on this from where we last left off, was Push Up, and we were wondering how Kendrick was going to respond, and we've obviously seen how that's going to go, right, so far.
Bro, that was the longest, like, 17 days ever, man. I had to see motherfuckers tweeting on the timeline, Kendrick, where you at? Why you scared? For 17 days, man.
Now look at him. Drop track, tons of tracks. People saying, like, it's overkill. He killed him. He's already down. Why you kicking away? You ask and you shall receive, right?
Yeah.
Now we're receiving. Real. Where do I want to start? This is some crazy, crazy stuff we have going on. And it's history.
Let's start with the back-to-back, man. You know, he said he's going to come back to his record, man. He's going to come back to back-to-back. And what happened, bro?
He did just that. I mean, honestly, let's dissect it further. We talked about it previously, right, before we got into a recording. But Drake really didn't not have to come at Kendrick, right? So
no.
He's asking for something that personally I don't think he was really ready for, but we're here, right? So now with the different tracks coming out on each side, I'm trying to be as unbiased as I can. I just don't feel like he's up to par with what Kendrick has to produce. I mean, there's so many layers to this whole beef. Like, it's just like, it's so many layers.
There is, right?
Yeah, it was a big jump because Euphoria was an interesting response, right? Euphoria, he was just going into basically setting up every little note that he had lined up basically to go at Drake. And then 616 in LA was a hint. He dropped the glove. He dropped the full thing after Drake. He dropped the whole other track. Family Matters, Kendrick dropped Meet the Grams like 15 minutes after. So it was like, wow.
I think what's so crazy, but let's take away the beef. Let's just talk about like the artistry. This man, Kendrick, to me personally, is light years ahead of Drake in terms of the artistry, right? You have Drake who's just big time artist. He has hits after hits, right? We get that. But we're taking like this song that came out, Family Matters. Then Kendrick drops 15 minutes after that. Bro was referencing things that were in Family Matters. So, like, I'm over here thinking, like, one, how does he know to put that in his track? And he's rapping about what Drake was just referencing and then release it 15 minutes later? How?
That was crazy. What y'all think?
It's just wild. I mean, I know people are running with the whole mole situation that Drake already knew, planted fake information. But, I mean, like, let's say he did plant fake information. Let's say the daughter situation is not true, right? That's one piece of the allegations that Kendrick's planting on Drake that's wild. There's a whole nother aspect that will tread lightly in this matter, but I think that's the bigger picture. Great, like, you caught me, I had a mole, you told the mole wrong information, cool, you really don't have an 11-year-old daughter, whatever. But let's talk about the other situation. That's the wild part.
That was what was crazy when, you know, he had been hinting at it on certain tracks, right? And then Meet the Grams was full on like, yeah, Euphoria, even 616, and then Meet the Grams basically was like, yeah, this is what I'm saying. And then Not Like Us flat out basically calling him an abuser in certain ways, right? And it was like, whoa. And this is catchy. This is mustard on the beat. Again, just another level, escalating it. Because I think Drake kind of got disrespectful with Taylor Made. With Push Ups, he kind of like was just talking shit. But Kendrick basically said, nah, like, if we're going to get personal, I'm going to go to a certain level that I don't know if you're ready to go to. It was out of nowhere.
After Push Ups, bro, they gassed him up. They was like, yep. Keep throwing them ad hominems at him. Tell him he's short. Tell him his feet are small. Then he got, like you said, too cocky, man. Why are you over here disrespecting hip-hop legends at the expense of somebody else? It just doesn't make sense. It, like, screamed inauthenticity. And I think that's, like, one of the most damaging things that Kendrick has done in this entire beef is call out Drake for being, in his words, a colonizer, you know, of different, like, rap scenes, different, like, things that he's pulling from the genre in general, like, from different people. Like, I mean, people have been bringing it up. They've been bringing up Cha-Cha from Dram. They've been bringing up some like Fetty Wap shit. XXX, Look At Me. They've been bringing up that he looks like Smino with doing his hair just like Smino does. Taking Sexy Red from St. Louis, because St. Louis popping right now and he's parading her around. His best response was to be like, yeah, you call me white boy? That shit kind of got a ring to it, man. I like that. You making Free the Slave music.
Very shallow.
What, bro?
Right. Very shallow responses. And, you know, I think back to like in his earlier days in hip hop, right, when he first got into the game, like he really was mentioning how his dad wasn't really involved in his life. He always had to prove to his dad that like he was this macho person or whatever. He had made a name for himself. And it's just like it makes sense that he's kind of proving that to the black audience. Kind of what Kendrick is saying, like you really don't have those fans. Your pop, you got them other people, but them black fans you're really trying to reach. That's why you need Lil Baby. You need Yachty, you need Thug, right, to kind of rope you in. And he's saying that's just not enough. People gonna read between them lines. Look at everything. Like, he's 37 years old and he's walking around with Yachty. You're looking for that influence, you're looking for that reach, right? I'm not the person that's like, ah, bro, you shouldn't do everything to be relevant, but you shouldn't. You should not be doing the extremes to stay relevant. And I'm not saying hanging out with people that are younger than you are extreme, but to a certain extent, right? It's just he does the most to stay relevant.
It's a bad look. I think not like us. It's just crazy how he broke that down. You said he called him a colonizer. You know, I've always been one of those people that feel like Drake adapts in certain ways, especially musically. He usually picks an artist and works with him for a minute. And some people say steals their style. I don't know. You know, sometimes he's been kind of stealing, like you said, with X. That was basically stealing. So he's been called out in the past. And I think this is an instance where you have someone who's smart enough, has the ability to call him out in a way that works all around. This is what I'm saying. These allegations are crazy. Even Drake throwing certain things Kendrick's way. Basically saying that he's an abuser in some ways regarding his family. Like, and these are all allegations, right? Like, both ways, really. There's no proof. And that's what I think is interesting. Drake's taking this route with this song because he's basically saying, well, you're throwing all these allegations at me. Well, that's what they're doing back and forth pretty much at this point. Nothing's been proven. Even the mole, you know, let's say Drake did plant this. That's not fully proven whether he did that or not. This has been hinted at multiple times from Weeknd saying, like, you have leaks in your camp. Like, this has been a consistent thing that they brought up. So that's crazy planning. You know what I'm saying? If Drake does pull that off, I think that is a big move. Especially if what he's saying about Kendrick is true as well. Think about 100%. It like that, too, if more stuff comes out at this point.
If that is true, that would have been very well calculated by Drake. I don't think it's impossible or improbable for him to do something like that if there was a mole planted. He has people around him that's smart. You know, Drake's been around, popular, and he's been relevant for many years. I think he's very smart and he has to be calculated with his moves.
I feel like the only thing with it is like he filmed this whole video for Family Matters. Why wouldn't he include the mole evidence, you know, or like something, right? You know, to like validate those claims. Because you know there'll be people saying, I don't believe it. I need proof.
Obviously, Kendrick knew that Drake was going to drop a diss. I don't know if he knew he was going to drop Meet the Gramps. Like I said, a big jump, telling him he should die, talking to his family directly, going deeper as far as the hinting at what he's done and stuff. I don't know if he expected that. And then especially because Kendrick doesn't drop all the time, right? Then he drops Not Like Us. And it's like, okay, now you're dropping a hit. I don't think he expected that. That's why with this one, he had to get defensive because it's like, well, this is a wave now at this point. It's not like, oh, he dropped Meet the Grams and people talk about it and they move on. Like,
yeah. I definitely would say that Kendrick, he's in the driver's seat. I think he's in the driver's seat for multiple reasons. One, he's a better artist, but two, he's dropped more tracks too. Like, I think that Drake is kind of playing catch up in terms of having to catch up with the next track that Kendrick has dropped. I mean, I think 6:16 in LA was kind of just like a teaser, if you will, to kind of bait Drake to drop Family Matters and then boom, hit him with Meet the Grams. Honestly, I think Kendrick's play was for Not Like Us was really to pretty much just like prove to like the listeners, like, yo, I can make a banger and still talk crazy on this man's name. I made a club hit. Y'all over here talking about I can't make a club hit. My music is boring. I like rap on jazz beats. Okay. DJ Mustard, get in the lab, bro. I'm gonna rap on something crazy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And he's a West Coast rapper and he's representing the coast. And I think the music sounds like West Coast music. While he's basically saying, Drake, you don't represent any coast. You're hopping on whatever wave is there. Well, I'm gonna rep my coast and go directly at you. So
that's very true.
And people are loving it so far. That's what's surprising me as well. Like, at first, it was way more defenders on Drake's side, right? And it's completely turned.
Did you really sense that? I didn't sense it. Like, I don't know.
I'm going to say that before Kendrick responded, and when people were waiting, it was starting to be like, well, Kendrick, what can he say? Especially with the leaks, the AI leaks, like, people were talking down, like, I don't know what Kendrick's going to do. And I think he went a route that locked this in, because Drake didn't have to do this. Basically, at a certain point, he made Drake commit, and that's why he's got this far. Because Drake could have just played it off and did sub-disses and stuff. I think if Drake baited him in certain ways, Kendrick did as well. Because now at this point, there's just a lot of damage being done.
Facts.
There's one person who's got a lot more dirt than the other one, so.
Picture if Drake just like went like, I'm just going to make hits and not go at you direct. Push-ups was a crazy move, right? And then he dropped TaylorMade. And that was when it was like, you fully committed. Because not only are you going at Kendrick, you're using West Coast legends. And you know Kendrick looks up to Tupac and, you know, Snoop Dogg and stuff. So it's like, at this point, it's personal.
Why didn't he just go for him on Family Matters? Why did he have to talk to other people on Family Matters, bro? Like, it just doesn't make sense to me. It feels like he wasn't going hard enough.
I don't think his pen work is good enough to go at Kendrick for that long. Okay, he doesn't have enough evidence.
Because Family Matters was cool. It was a good
track. It was. No, it was. It was. It definitely was.
I don't know if it's about that. I just think he hinted at Family Matters on push-ups. At the end, it was like, drop, drop, and then he started right, out that was with that.
Right.
So it seems like that was already pre-planned. And like I said, at that point, Kendrick knew what he was going to do and took it up a notch. It was too late. I don't know if he expected him to drop 15 minutes right after, bro. That was a big-ass deal, bro.
Everybody was caught off guard on that. I was sitting in my house, literally listening to Family Matters, and then I get the notification, Kendrick Lamar on YouTube. I'm like, bro, what? There's no way. This has to be fake leak. Bro, this man posted it himself. I'm like, okay, it's real.
I was at a rap show, bro. I had to duck off to the bathroom to hear it in the fucking urinal stall. And he's like, you listening to the diss right now? I'm like, Kendrick just dropped, bro. Like, what do you want me to do, man? Like, I'm sorry.
Crazy work. This is really crazy work. Honestly, applaud them both. I think Kendrick's always been doing this, but we're seeing a different side of him that we haven't seen, where he's like really attacking somebody. You know, we've seen him like be a lyrical genius and all that different stuff, but like really going at somebody like this at their head, at their neck, we have not seen that before. And I don't know if it's Drake and his 20 writers, but like his pen's working too. Drake's pen's working. I'm not going to lie to you. His pen's been working. This has been really nice to see, to be honest. Entertaining.
I think Kendrick has not full-blown like gotten to a battle like Drake has with Meek Mill and Pusha T, but, and this is why I think it's so confusing to me. I understand Kendrick doesn't drop a lot, but Damn was like a chart-topping album. He had aggressive tracks on there. He was talking directly to some people as far as like dissing subliminally, whatever. Like, you knew who he was kind of talking about. This is just another level of that. I think he's worked with Baby Keem. I think he's got a lot off his back with Mr. Morale. He's back on his, like, I don't have to, like, break everything down like I did on Mr. Morale. I can go back to just being, like, I wouldn't say Damn Kendrick, but, like, this is different. You've seen hints. This is, like,
yeah, facts.
I'm on you. I'm on your head. Facts. This is why I think he hasn't really gotten in battles yet, though, because, like, why would you go at Kendrick?
That's a beautiful, beautiful question. Why would you do that? That was very aggressive by Drake to do that. And I know we're doing a slight segue to Cole, but look, I think it was soft. Hear me out. I think it was soft. I think it was a great business move for J. Cole to bow out of this. Facts. He keeps a homie in the rap game, a big homie in the rap game, right? He arguably keeps two big homies in the rap game. Drake is still on his team. Kendrick's on his team still, so he's cool in that regard. He's not catching no bullets. Maybe slight strays.
Because 7-Minute Drill was cool, but that's what we said in basically our part one video, like before all the next tracks came out, right? But even, Push-ups was way more aggressive than 7-Minute Drill. So then Euphoria, that's what I think Kendrick has won. And he kind of said that on Not Like Us, I'm going to take it up a notch. And he's taking it up a notch every time. So at this point, every time he responds, which I think Kendrick should respond, maybe wait a little bit. Or, you know, maybe follow up quickly like he did last time. But at this point, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think if he responds, he can put a ribbon on this pretty much. But I do think, depending on his response, Drake can come back. Or if he doesn't respond, Drake can come back in a different way. I think J. Cole knew this wasn't for him, bro. Even with, he was the one that said the big three. So he obviously respected both of them. I think it was like Drake kind of saying certain lines, basically like Kendrick's not here. J. Cole and I alone are bigger than the Super Bowl. That was kind of messy, even if it wasn't on purpose. I think Kendrick could have taken it a certain way.
I think there's already, you know, some sort of animosity. There was some tension between the two already, right?
Especially if you decline a feature on that track.
It was just perfect with the first person shooter like that. It was just rappers just saying, like, popping their collar and saying, look, I'm him, basically, you know, and nothing crazy. But, like, with that tension that was already there, the messages or the little subliminals that were thrown, right? That's what led to this, right? I mean, and now we're here. Now, going back to Ray, what you were saying in terms of Kendrick got to respond, I don't think he's going to respond. I really don't think he's going to respond. I think he should respond, but I don't think he's going to respond because of Drake's track. This last track was kind of like, in my opinion, a bow out. I don't need to respond. I'm rich. These allegations are false because I'm rich. That's how I took the track. Not saying it was a bad track, but it was like, he didn't go enough at Kendrick's head for Kendrick to come back and say, all right, bet. Right?
He's trying to bait him to play defense, bro. He's trying to get him to be like, you still got to talk about the things I brought up about you abusing people, you know? And it's like, there's clearly one person here is talked about as an abuser in public discourse. And he's using this like deflection tactic, you know? He's like saying that, you know, your wife is having kids with your manager, day free, that you don't see your kids and that you beat on her. And I'm just like, all this stuff that Drake is saying is much less verifiable than anything that Kendrick has said to this point.
You can't say it's all allegations, though. Like,
it's,
you can't,
it's all say, allegations. Can't say that. It's all allegations, yeah, but yeah, I'm saying, yeah, like, it's like the stuff is not based in anything. We haven't heard anything like that. So, I mean, Kendrick bringing up old shit, you can say that he bringing up the same shit, but it's like the most serious allegation of all time, bro. Of course, Drake has to address this. Like, he can't just deflect it and be like, you gotta address your allegations. No, bro. Hold like, up. Stop.
Nah, you, and, no, you can't say that because violence is. Is a serious topic. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's even, serious. I don't know. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you can't just push that to the side.
I think what he's saying is there's no rhyme or reason you should put a hand on a female, right?
Period.
I do think, I'm not saying it's excusable, but there are possible excuses. Please follow me. Mm-hmm. There's possible excuses for reasons for putting a hand on a female. Possible excuses. I'm just saying, like, let's say she was violent at him, different things like that. There's a cop out for that. There is no cop out for being a pedophile.
Yeah.
None.
I get what you're saying. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that it's not right at all.
I was just saying, like, it's allegations. So I can't really just say, like, obviously, maybe one's more believable than the other, but I'm not going to say, like, hey, man, Kendrick got free because of that. Even if he doesn't have to totally get defensive, I feel like there's more to do after this last track, because I don't feel like Drake was bowing out. I feel like he was saying, I don't know if I even want to rap about it at this point. Like, this might get really messy because I'm going to expose something even more about you.
That's how I took it, too.
I took it, too. Like, it could have went both ways, and I think that's why he said it that way. Because, like, let's say Kendrick does respond again, and it's no proof. I already said I'm not going to rap. But if it's proof, he be like, well, I got proof. This happened to you. This isn't the end.
He gave himself a way out, bro. He threw himself a little life preserver. So, either way, the ship goes down, man. You know, he's still going to be swimming. And I don't think that necessarily means he's going to win. But I think that Lee left it open to more. So, you know, like, maybe now he's waiting for Kendrick to drop, and he's going to spawn camp him. You never know, man. Like, really, anything could happen at this point.
I got an interesting take. Do you think that Drake being as big as he is in this situation is going to have a negative impact or positive? Do you think his fame and popularity and his money is going to benefit him, or do you think it's going to hurt him in this situation? Let me voice my opinion and my thoughts on it. I think in this situation, with him being as powerful, famous, rich as he is, and with these accusations against him, that honestly hurts him personally. And the reason for it is he has all the money to hide it. He has the fame and notoriety so people could back him up and befriend him to assist him with hiding situations like this. It's an interesting way to look at it and maybe think about, does this hurt him? Does it help him in this moment?
Yeah, he kind of brought that up, the heart part six. He kind of said that, like, I'm too rich to do that, or it would never happen. If I was, like, I'm famous, I'd be locked up already. So,
but with that, like, you say I'm rich and I would be locked up, but we've seen plenty of people in history that have been rich and they've had fame and they are locked up, or it took a lot to get them locked up. That bar just doesn't land. Like, that's just not a good excuse.
It's an excuse when there's no evidence, and that's my point right now. Like, true, I think that's what this is going to come down to at this point. And I think that's why he did this. This just dropped last night, so this is fresh. Talking about our reactions right now to the latest track, but pretty much, like, there's nothing left to say besides bring out the evidence, and that's what he kind of did to Kendrick. So Kendrick could just say, I'm done, especially if Not Like Us stays a hit and it's like stays viral and stuff. He could just chill. But yeah. I doubt it. He seemed too ready, bro. Not like us and Meet the Grams. Like, he's ready, bro.
You think there's more coming from Kendrick?
I think he's yes. ready. This has been a thing for years. I think to go this far, especially with that last track, basically calling him out, putting the picture of his home with the pins on it from the site that predators and stuff, like, that's an extreme thing to do. So if you're committed that far, I guess he could be like, well, we was rap beefing and I was just talking my shit. But like I said, put a ribbon on it.
Kendrick, he has some bars. Like, he had some lines in these songs that were, like, deeper than Drake. He's talking some crazy allegations. I can go out there and you scream random stuff and it's not going to happen. It's not true. But, like, yeah. I'm just thinking, what does Kendrick have to gain from coming out here lying? Looking at his track record, he's not someone that just goes out here and just lies and just talks about random garbage. Is Drake just an example? Or is he of, like, what's deeper that's going on in this industry? Like, Kendrick's talking about some crazy stuff.
I mean, that's part of it, right? Is that he's, like, I come from love. I come from, you know, the place of groundedness, and you know my body of work and you know him, and I'm going to just shovel out all this dirt that you already know, and then I'm going to add on top of it. At this point, like, who am I believing? Yeah, you could say it goes either way, but like, I'm believing the person who usually is telling the truth, who isn't on shaky ground, because I don't think that this mole shit makes much sense. Because like, why would you give yourself an L and bring up the fact that you hid your kid Adonis by giving fake information about hiding another kid? Like, really? And Kendrick didn't just say you hiding one daughter. You could have many children out there and you don't even know, because he's saying he's promiscuous. He's freaky. Yeah, we know. I'm believing one person more just based off of who they are than the other person.
I'm just not trying to sound biased, but I agree. If you're asking me who I believe, I'm believing Kendrick. That's just not just because I'm a Kendrick fan. Like, I am a great Kendrick fan, right? But he hasn't given me any reason to doubt him. He hasn't given me any reason to be like, yo, he's making all this up. I mean, he doesn't do that, like, in his music. I guess we just got to wait and see if
there's the only happens. Shadow of doubt is that picture, right? You know, like, people saying that picture is fake and that was planted. And Drake being like, oh, well, the meds are for, you know, anti-inflammation, you know, and then you had all these Twitter threads like explaining and shit, and I'm just like, I don't know, bro, it just seems like shaky ground, man. It seems like you're trying to like flip something that he got you on for real and just being like, that was fake, you know, and then now he's got to address like more serious shit on his songs.
Yeah, because usually Drake doesn't have to address serious stuff like this, and I think that's where Kendrick has the advantage. Calling him a colonizer and playing to the whole like them dissing Kendrick because he talks about topics. And then now you want to talk about topics and you also want to like come at people's family and stuff. He was not prepared. I think even if he did leak the information, right, I don't think he think Kendrick would capitalize it on the way he did, bro. I don't think he thought like people would take to it the way they did. He probably thought they would play it off. I think he thinks people like him. And I think that's where Kendrick's attacking him. He's like, people don't like you. Like,
people don't like you.
So even Yara is saying like, who's more believable? Because Kendrick is a more likable person. I'm still on the side where I'm not going to say I don't believe anything, but I'm not giving, especially after this newest track, I'm like, I don't know if Kendrick just chooses not to respond. It's who you believe, right? But I think he can make it like it's over.
Now, we'll go both ways, right? Let's say there's evidence. Let's say there's not evidence. We'll roll with the idea that there's no evidence. This does nothing to the careers, or does it? I mean, let's say there's no evidence. How does that affect their career?
It obviously still affects careers because people are going to talk, bro. People love drama. Like, they eating this up. You know, this is like commodified hip hop to the fucking max, bro. I think either way, like, this is going to stay in them forever. Whether it comes out as true or not, I don't really think matters too much. I mean, if it comes out as true, you're damned. But if it comes out as fake, I mean, people are still going to be saying what they're saying. Because, I mean, what Kendrick brought up, people have been saying already. Like, y'all see it. Like, they've been saying it. So I don't think it's going to stop. I think it's just going to popularize it more.
So the more important question, evidence comes out, both parties are telling the truth, who's affected more? So that goes back to our question of, you know, not trying to say one is worse than the other, right?
Yeah. But like,
now who's going to be more affected? Like, who is going to lose in the end? Are they both going to lose? Is Kendrick going to lose? Is Drake going to lose? That's what the popularity situation comes in, too. That's tough.
I think Kendrick's standing on shaky ground sometimes, man. Because, you know, a lot of times I think this, like, this abusing everything, like bringing up abuse is something that people are latching onto. And, you know, you have people bringing up the Kodak Black being on Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. But people will use that and they will just keep on backing up this argument about he enables women abusers around him. Why is he talking about Drake abusing women when he does this with this such and such, you know? I think it's like this whole fucking political game on the internet where you build somebody up all the way. And Drake is just further down that line, man. He's just further down the line of people are sick and tired of his ass.
But are they? I don't think they are.
Yeah, I think enough people will defend it, especially this last track. I think certain people are going to just pick, like, it's not true. Right. And they might stick with it unless a follow-up happens or... Because Kendrick could just... I don't know if he can ignore this, but he might do something else. Like, again, this everything Kendrick's done has been unpredictable. So this is our guesses, right? Because people have been dissecting these lyrics. They can mean a lot of things. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Because he could have been talking about something else when he was saying a kid. Like, he could play it that way as well. Since Drake wants to deny these things, he could play it where I was saying really this. One's a domestic dispute and one's like... crazy allegations. I mean, either way, they're both crazy, but like,
it's a fine line. If they both have evidence that, bro, I know I would be shocked. I would be saddened too. Like, bro, I grew up high school, great times. Go back to like freshman year, sophomore year, bumping Kendrick, right? You see him as this light in the community, right? Like, that would be crazy to see this is what he's doing behind closed doors. Like, Drake. Same thing. I mean, Drake's had the rap game in the headlock for how long?
10 plus.
Long time. And like, you start seeing things coming out to light. Like, this is what these people are doing behind closed doors. I think that's not only going to affect these two, but I think that's going to affect the industry as a whole.
Bringing out a lot of stuff with the fans too. Like, we always have these discussions about stan culture, right? The stans are out, bro. You can tell who is a stan on these streets, man. It's getting scary, you know? Like, just like the things that people will say, like Ray said. Like, there's going to be people that just picked a side and will stay there no matter what because that's their guy. They're riding with them. Like you said, since AC, since, like, 2014, you know?
I ain't going to lie, though. Kendrick was smart because either way, just off allegations alone, and I kind of see where AC's coming from. This is going to hurt Drake's career more because he's the more poppier, cleaner artist. He appeals to different type of people.
To white
and people. One, he has a big woman fan base. I'm not saying Kendrick doesn't, but like people say, Drake's for the woman, right? Throwing all these accusations about Drake attacking women, really, that's what Kendrick's really attacking as well. It might hurt Kendrick's career because Kendrick's accusations are real because some people don't play with that shit, right? Even just on the loan of like, Drake's a weird person, like he's pervert, kind of, or like he, you know, he's into weird shit. A lot of his demographic might be like, I don't really feel the same with these songs. The lyrics don't hit the same, especially when he's talking, you know, making certain references and stuff. People are already calling him out for certain tracks where he says like, what are you talking about here? Like, that's kind of weird. So it's like, it's going to change people's perception of, I think, Drake more because Kendrick is kind of more open about things like this. But still, that's something that hasn't ever came out. So that's a big thing to be open about now. I also think it's weird if Kendrick knew all this stuff was going on and other people knew this stuff was going on, it's weird that now it's coming out like this. Because if you knew this was going on and you just were like waiting until now.
Yeah, it's damning. It's damning both ways, man. Like if you want to just keep on throwing all the dirt out, it's going to look bad for both parties. Nobody is getting out of this unscathed at this point, so.
You think Future and Metro were thinking all this was going to happen like this?
Absolutely not. Well...
J. Cole knew.
I think J. Cole knew because I personally think Kendrick had a conversation with J. Cole. I think Kendrick sees J. Cole as a close enough homie to be like, yo, like, hey, bro, just know I'm coming. Like, really, not even trying to be funny. Like, you don't want to be a part of this, bro. You better go ahead and apologize on stage or something. He didn't say that, but like, hey, just know, bro.
I think Drake's biggest mistake was dropping TaylorMade. I think once he fully committed and I think he went to be that disrespectful as far as like bringing AI of a dead West Coast legend out. Look corny.
He looking real funny in the light, and Kendrick really putting him in a hard spot because you were saying that he estranging his women fan base. He's also estranging his not hip hop fan base. You know, all the people that check in for Drake, they don't really like rap music, but they make an exception for Drake. He calling him a colonizer now. What are you going to say to that, man? Because are you or are you not? And if you say you are, well, then you out of one side. And if you say you aren't, well, then you out of the other side. Because, you know, a lot of these people that be checking in for hip hop on this type of time, they not like us. You're either with us or you're not. Every time Drake respond, it just looked like he playing like defense. He backpedaling.
Yeah.
Nah, y'all tripping because Family Matters wasn't defense. Family Matters was aggressive and then it just didn't work. So he had to be defensive after that. Before that, Drake was on the offense. It changed after these last two tracks. It was like more even Then it was like, okay, one side's clearly winning. That's why he dropped the hard part six. I guess now he's defensive. Yeah. I don't think he was defensive before that, really.
Push-ups, he's in the driver's seat. TaylorMade, obviously, because Kendrick didn't respond. And then Euphoria, I feel like that's when it switched. I feel like
that's Drake for was not... me, yes.
Yes, that's when it switched because Drake, he was not coming that hard until he had to. Kendrick forced that man to drop something worth listening to.
That's how Drake goes hard, though. You got to think back to back. He talked about Meek Mill making less than Nicki Minaj. That was like his big thing and how are you on a world tour or your girls tour? Kendrick tried to do it. He tried to say you wear small shoes and you split half your money. But he's not Meek Mill, so he was like, you making a hit and talking about how much money I make, I can go deeper than that. And that's, it's like, I get what you guys are saying, but then Family Matters, he wasn't defensive on Family Matters. He was not.
No, he
fucking tried to crush.
But he was arrogant, bro. He was being arrogant.
That's what I'm saying. That's when it switched.
I get what you're saying, but like, he clearly recorded Family Matters before that he dropped those two, right? We agree on that.
Think he could have changed something, though.
I think that's an angle he committed to, and he just committed to it. He thought he wasn't going to have to do nothing, so he was being arrogant. But I think he was still having to play defense a little bit because they throwing smut on his name. All right, well, here's a little bit of smut for Kendrick, you know? And he's like, oh, your child ain't yours. Oh, you beat your wife. And then he got trounced immediately, like 15 minutes later. We keep talking about this. Like, he never got his moment. He never had the discourse surrounding his music, like, build back up. So since that point, in my eyes, with the discourse, like, it's been pro-Kendrick for, like, 4 or 5 days now, you know?
It has.
Because he never had that moment. Yeah, he never had a moment to breathe.
He hasn't, because... So, Ray, like, to Lee's point, bro, as soon as he dropped Family Matters, he did cut a little deeper, right? I get what you're saying. Like, that's where you're saying he was on offense. Like, he cut a little bit deeper because those shallow bars wasn't working.
Saying his kid, bro, ain't his and that his manager is...
He had to cut a little bit more than a little.
Y'all downplaying it.
I'm downplaying it a little bit. He was cutting. See, I wasn't biased. I said that in the beginning. Family Matters was cool, and that pen was working. He was cutting, but he had to, because he was finally realizing that you have a size 7 shoe, you rap conscious rap, you rap on jazz beats. Wasn't working. Like, that wasn't working. And so Family Matters was a defense, because it was like, bro, you cut me so deep on Euphoria, I gotta come back. Bruh, I'm telling you. And then the worst part, he didn't have no shine. He has 15 minutes of shine.
I liked Euphoria a lot more. People were saying that it was an argument still. And then Family Matters, yes, people were acting like because of push-ups. People were acting like because of push-ups and then Family Matters, it was like, wow, like Drake might have won. Meet the Grams changed everything. That's what I'm saying. Like, Meet the Grams was damn near the pivotal moment. That's why Drake, I think, is really attacking the kid part. Not only was it a big part, that whole track is a big part of it. Discrediting a big part of that track, even if the rest of it is really good, it does damage.
It's a good play because there was so much on that track. And him being like, oh, I threw out the mole and I got him on the child thing and I got him on this other thing. You know, like, him adding up those builds to his credit that he is more trustworthy than Kendrick. I'm not saying this is my opinion. I'm saying I've heard from a bunch of people that they think that to this point, Drake has been more truthful than Kendrick because they believe that the mole was planted and they believe that Kendrick is just jumping on shit, just like Drake said on this last track. You're hungry for diss. You're not really doing your research.
I get that piece, right? But it's just like, that goes back to my argument in the beginning. Great, you caught me with the mole and you fed me wrong evidence about you having a child.
Yeah, I think that looks bad.
Brother, that is the least of your worries. Gang, you have bigger fish to fry, gang, that you have not addressed.
He said, I don't do
that. Oh, he said he
doesn't do it. This is the weird thing, though. He did bring up Epstein and Bobby Brown, which Kendrick hasn't brought those people up yet, but he felt the need to bring them up early. The way he tweeted the track, it's almost like he said Kendrick's going to drop 6 minutes after. Maybe he was just referencing what happened last time, or he thought Kendrick was going to immediately follow up because people have been hinting at that already, right?
I think that is strange. I mean, I'm so glad you brought that up as a point, right? I think that's really strange that you mention people that Kendrick hasn't even brought into this beef. Like, this hasn't even been any part of his argument, evidence, nothing.
Yeah.
Why are you bringing in Millie Bobby Brown, Jeffrey Epstein? Is your guilty conscience coming out on a track, bro? What is going on?
Yeah, it seemed like almost like a Freudian slip type situation, man.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe he has someone that's telling him what he thinks Kendrick's going to say. Because even TaylorMade, he was hinting at that Kendrick was going to go that way. I just think Kendrick did it in a way that was smart. So, because he didn't fully go at it at first. he warmed it up to the point where it's like, even though you might have went ahead of me about exposing it, hinting at it on TaylorMade, I'm doing it in a way that's smart. That's what I'm saying. I think he got outsmarted, bro, so far.
If but he has to make it look like he's outsmarting Kendrick in order to right, say to that he's winning. Yeah, flip
right,
script.
To flip it. That's right.
That's exactly that's what I think defense. Is going on because, yeah, Kendrick been saying on these songs, like, we've been seeing, like, your propaganda machine. The people aren't stupid. You know, they know what's going on. That speaks exactly to, like, what side that I end up on just because, like, nigga, I don't buy the shit that you're saying. You are not trustworthy. If you're going to say he don't have no evidence, well, you don't have no evidence either. Who is winning the narrative battle? I mean, it's Kendrick, flat out. He's winning the narrative battle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To me, he's winning the song battle at this point. So.
I think that's a great question, too. I think it's all subjective, right? Like, Kendrick fans going to say, I believe Kendrick more. Drake fans going to say, I believe Drake more. So that's just a battle yep. You're just not going to win because until we see evidence, like Ray been saying this whole time, you cannot nail nobody to the cross because there's no evidence on either side yet.
But Kendrick got like more stuff on him, you know, like he's calling him out as like a culture vulture. You know, he's saying other stuff that is, you didn't grow up in a black household, you know, not a black American household. You know, you have no place being a part of this culture. That stuff is what really... to me is like putting Kendrick ahead because all this other stuff is gossip. Like we talking about, what is he really saying that's like damaging like towards this man's like persona and ego? Man, he coming straight for his ego. Drake plays it off like he ain't touched by this, but Kendrick the one that's, I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna drop again back to back again, like goddamn.
Another thing too is that Kendrick is so detached from the industry that's a great argument for him as well. Is like he said in this track, like, if y'all rocking with Drake, F you, and if you rocking with the industry too, F you for that as well. Like, I feel like that's kind of been his MO, his image, his kind of mantra, if you will, in hip hop this whole time. Like, he really doesn't care about like what you want to hear, what you're looking to hear, like the whole pop songs and club music. I'm gonna make what I'm gonna make. And he's still dropped a fucking
club banger.
Right. But it's just like, if you just not, you know, you're not rocking with me, you're just not rocking with me. And he doesn't really care about that. So I feel like that kind of adds to his credibility in a sense. Oh, he really don't care about the industry. So what does he get for lying?
He could be crashing out. He did say on like that, I'll crash out if I have to. You know what I'm saying? And I think he's doing that. I don't think Drake actually expected him to crash out. Because Drake's still not crashing out. I think him trying to get in with Drake, he wanted to expose Kendrick's wife and stuff. Nah, I'm crashing out. Just like with Pusha T, I'm crashing out. You're going to actually at my wife, I'm crashing out.
Said, Whitney hit me up, I'll hit you back in a softer way or some shit.
He said, you can hit me up. If you need something, you can hit me up and I'll hit you back in a softer way. Yeah.
Bars.
I don't think Drake is crashing out because Drake has a team behind him that we don't know about. If y'all know what I'm alluding to, you get it. But if you don't know what I'm alluding to, well, I don't know what to tell you. I think he has a deeper team that he has to answer to. There's things that he can't address. There's lines he can't cross because he's the face of music and he's around so many different things. He's connected with so many different people in so many different industries. It's like, bro, lay low. Don't get caught up in this. Yes, exactly. Like, don't get caught up in this, bro, because you get caught up, it's more likely that we may get caught up in this. So just, like, take a L if you have to. Like, quiet. Like,
what happened last time, bro?
All jokes aside, though, I really do think that could be a part of it, like, why he's not crashing out. Again, going back to the whole narrative that we said, like, Kendrick, he's not controlled. He ain't got no team he's answering to. I think hip-hop is really his, like, not his life, but, like, it's what he does.
Drake's a big part of hip-hop culture, but Kendrick's appeal is way different. His realm is different as far as, like, how he goes about appealing to the listeners. Like, Mr. Morale is something that was super daring to drop, especially after a five-year gap. So I think that he's willing to take risks that I don't know if Drake's willing to take those risks. I think he really thought that Family Matters was going to be enough.
I do too.
Now he might re-up or he might really bow out.
I knew it wasn't going to be enough. It was a great track. I'll say that. I really didn't expect Kendrick to drop in 50 minutes after that.
Yeah, I was fucking with it too.
It's on my playlist.
You know, I was bobbing my head the whole first time I listened to it. But that's the funniest part about this entire beef is like they were on completely different timing at that point. They were not lined up at all. Drake was like, oh, this shit's sweet. I'm about to make a banger. And then Kendrick's just like, dear Adonis. Right. I'm sorry that you're right. This man is your father.
Playing with the van, drop, like crushing it and all this different stuff, bro. This man is talking to your kid, your mom, your dad.
You know, Pusha T came at him really basically back down, right? So he engaged more this time because Kendrick is a more worthy opponent in his eyes. Sure. To a certain degree, he's backfired.
He's swinging. They not quite connecting.
I think he really thought, like, Mr. Morale, because people act like it wasn't a great album because they didn't want to listen to it. Like, I think he really thought, like, he'd get away with that. That was his big approach. Barely drop, you're short, yep. And you don't got the numbers I got.
I knew this was going to be a good one. I can't wait till if more comes out, we'll be back. I'm hoping y'all have me back. Honestly, this is really good for hip-hop. Man, I kind of take that back. This is good for hip-hop, but at the same time, it's really strange for hip-hop if these type of allegations become truth. I love the competitiveness, like they swing at each other. I love that. If these allegations land and they're truth.
Yeah. Short term is helping because all the attention, but long term, we're going to see how this goes. Other rap battles, I've had accusations. It was just kind of like how Drake did, like, your kid's not yours. I hooked up with your girlfriend. I thought maybe Drake would try to maybe go that route. This ain't about your girlfriend at this point no more.
I seen a question online where it's like, do y'all think at any point that these two can come back and be friends? I thought so at first, but bro, after like Meet the Grams, bro, like, no. We ain't cool. Kendrick hate this man. There's no coming back from that.
But let's say Kendrick doesn't really hate him, and it's like a character thing. Like, he's just, I mean, maybe Nas and Jay-Z did hate each other for a period. It might have been that bad. Yeah, obviously, they made up since pretty far for the time.
They did.
You know what I'm saying? So, even Drake and Ye wasn't this intense.
It was not. Right?
I think maybe Kendrick might dislike Drake, but I don't know if anyone knew it was like this. So, yeah, I don't think they could be cool unless... Yeah, I don't know how you'd be cool with someone after they say some shit like this, especially if it's a hit and it's everywhere. Yeah, nah.
Not
even
me.
Even Metro doing the BBL Drizzy beat and shit and saying it's a challenge. Like, you can't be cool with these niggas again, bro.
I think he basically said it on the last track where he's like, I would dance to this if he wasn't on some tripling down on some bullshit, basically, at the end of the track. I also don't like that from Drake. Why are you talking on the end of your track? If you don't give me bars, bro, like... You over here talking like you got a sermon to tell, bro. Like, that's just lazy.
It's all he got, bro. I really think him and his writers put all the ammunition out on Family Matters, bro. They used everything they had on Family Matters, bro. They said, look, we're going to give you our best work, Drizzy, but we tired. But they working hard. They working hard in the yeah. lab, bro.
They working they harder working than them boys out in Atlanta that he profited
Oh, my gosh.
All right, y'all, so we're going to wrap it up. We're going to do a little ranking on which we think is better matchup to matchup. So, obviously, first we got Push-Ups, and then we got Euphoria as our first round. And then we got 616 and TaylorMade. And then after that, we got Family Matters and Meet the Grams. And then lastly, we got Not Like Us and The Hard Part 6. So, I'm going to go first. I got 4-0 Kendrick. I'm sorry, bro. I can't give Drake a single round, man. I got it 4-0.
That's an honest take, and I appreciate that take. I'm not trying to give a long-winded answer, but what's hard is I want to say 4-0. The battle, like the two, the head-to-head that's giving me a hard time, Family Matters and Meet the Grams. Those two, the rest is a wash, bro. Like, Euphoria killed Push-Ups, my opinion. 616 versus TaylorMade, I'm not giving anything AI a win. Forget that. No. There's no artistry there. Boom, that's gone. Not Like Us versus The Hard Part 6. Bro, he made a banger. He showed his versatility. He still was rapping crazy on top of your head. Bro, that's a W. So, boom, he's 3-0 there. But the Family Matters, though. Drake went crazy.
That's his best one.
He did. He went crazy. But Meet the Grams, Kendrick was just so disrespectful, bro. He really was talking to this man's family.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I'm going to give it to Meet the Grams because, so I'm going 4-0-2 only because of how Family Matters came out. 15 minutes later, this man's pen work is so crazy that he was talking to this man's family about all this craziness 15 minutes after he dropped Family Matters. Family Matters will meet your family. That's crazy work.
Yeah. Plot, the game plan was way better. Mm. So I'm going to be the outlier, I guess. I'm going to say Euphoria and Push-Up was a tie. I'm not going to lie to you. I think Euphoria might have been the better track to me. And I also think that it was a good opener. I think Push-Ups was, even for me, I was surprised that Drake would do that, especially the way he was going at everybody. But obviously, Kendrick's still the focus. That one was a little bit more loose. And then Family Matters, he went deeper. and tried to make another like banger. It just didn't click, right? So what is that? I think I'm gonna go, since the tie is at 4-1 overall though, or like if I'm saying which tracks are good and which tracks are bad, I think it's 4-2. Like if I'm saying overall, if I could count both, because the hard part 6 isn't bad.
No, I don't think it's not a sweep.
I can't say it's a sweep because we're picking hard. Which one we like it's more. Hard. Overall, if we're going like if both tracks are good, I could score it kind of like that, which I've seen people do as well. So
I like the approach you took, right? Because I mean, with me saying 4-0, I'm not saying those tracks were bad. Push Up wasn't bad, but I'm just going based off if I had to pick.
That's obviously,
you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I think your approach is great because. I mean, Push Up was not bad. The Heart Part 6 wasn't bad. And like I already said, Family Matters was dope to me. TaylorMade, corny, bro. Don't use AI. Stop it.
I mean, I think Kendrick's winning, but some people are making it out as a wash, especially with the stuff that's being thrown around. I can't say that yet until we see if this is the end or if it's like more to be said. Because this isn't over, I don't think.
The first moment, Push Ups. He had the world in his hand, man. He had everybody thinking, bro, that he had that round, bro. And then Euphoria snatched that life from him. He had Family Matters for 15 minutes. Everybody thought he had that round. Snatched that life from him. This last opportunity where he drops Heart Part 6, it seems like his best opportunity to possibly catch a dub. Because he left himself a little out, you know? And he also left, you know, that air of, I got facts and you don't got facts. It's going to look different whichever way it pans out. I could go back on a couple of things. I like what AC said about Meet the Grams. I do like double guess like that actually the winner in the 1v1. I don't necessarily know, but I just think that, you know, him saying the things that he said to the people that he said was so vicious. I had to give the round to him. I just think that Drake has come so close so many times. But at the end of the day, bro, you're the 2016 Golden State Warriors. He was up 3-1. He was up 3-1. The odds was stacked against him. And that boy Kenny went back to back to back to back on you, bro. Spin the button again, bro. You got to drop again, Drake. Timer's still on you, buddy. I'm sorry.
I think give a little credit to Ray. I think what he's saying is true. Drake deserves a little bit more credit than what he's possibly getting. I'm not saying it's close. That's just me. I'm not saying it's close. He's not getting completely railed like we probably expected. I really was totally expecting a complete wash. Like, you have no absolute chance. And what I am seeing is Drake is putting up a fight. So that's respectable.
Yep.
He's not winning, in my opinion. He's swinging. Get up, Drake. He's Craig. I don't know if he's going to get the same outcome as Craig, but he getting up, though.
I don't think it's over. Some people are saying it's over. I don't think it's over unless they stop. There's still more to do.
I'm not done. I hope not, man. I'm excited to see where this goes, bro. It's exciting.
I'm thinking maybe if Drake does another track completely focused on Kendrick, it might be too little too late. Should have been focused on him earlier, bro.
Thank y'all so much for tuning into this one. Appreciate y'all, man. If y'all want more discussions like this, just subscribe, bro. That's all you need to do. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, all that. Follow us on the ads that we got right here as well. Instagram, Twitter. We got a Patreon. It's in our link tree. Find that in the description below. Big shout out to our boy AC for coming back on. You an OG fan. You know AC. That's family. Always welcome on the pod, my man. You know, you got something to say real quick to the people. You know, let them know. Talk to them.
Yes, sir. Well, I appreciate y'all having me. It's always love, man. If y'all love hip hop, want to hear hip hop, learn about some hip hop, bro, this is the place to be. These two, man, they OGs in the game. Always love coming up and chatting up with them. This is a great topic. Tune in, subscribe, like, leave a comment, all that good stuff. It's love.
Thank everybody for watching. With that being said,
peace.